The pot turned up. Pot turned on and turned up. Now it looks like we're up and going. There is a bit of an echo, which, Chris, you can call Steve or grab somebody to get the echo out of Cody and I's headphones. But welcome to Des Moines State Championship Basketball. It's the quarterfinal game between our undefeated Notre Dame Nikes. Come in with a 7 seed at 23-0. Meanwhile, it's Algona Garrigan, back-to-back state runner-ups, looking to get to that championship game again this year. They come in with a record of 22-3, ranked fourth in the power rankings in 1A. They are a 2 seed up here in Des Moines in the tournament. Their three losses come to number 15 Iowa City West in 4A, and the top-ranked 3A team West Lyon and Newell Fonda, the top-ranked team in 1A, knocked them off earlier this season as well. Newell Fonda has kind of had their number. Newell Fonda beat them in the last two state championship games here in Des Moines. Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet courtside as Notre Dame tries to advance to that semifinal game. And, Coach, we had a two-hour drive up to kind of break it down and talk about it. It looks like it's a team of a bunch of weapons against a team of maybe two weapons. Algona Garrigan comes in with one of the state's best players. Not many 1A girls have multiple 1A or a Division I basketball offers, but Audie Crooks does. She comes in about 6'3", and she is a powerfully built junior that leads Algona Garrigan, shooting 73% from the field. Now, most of those are coming point-blank range, 2-3 feet. She is the one that makes them go, and, of course, it's also Molly Joyce, who shoots and has made as many three-pointers as anybody in the entire state. So they got a guard, they got a big. Meanwhile, Notre Dame comes at you with 3, 4, 5, 6 different scoring opportunities. So two different styles. We imagine Notre Dame is going to try to run up and down, and you'd guess that Algona Garrigan tries to slow it down. But when you look at the two teams comparatively, statistically, they're about identical.
Yeah, on paper, these teams are almost absolutely identical. You have Notre Dame averaging 65 a game, Algona averaging 66.6. The difference is that, you know, our opponent tonight has two players, Joyce and Crooks, that are putting up 42.5 points of the 66, whereas Notre Dame, extremely balanced. Notre Dame has a team that you don't know which kid is going to step up and score, you know, 15 points and make four threes in this game. So if you're Notre Dame, you know that you got weapons. It's just a matter of who's going to show up that night. If you're Bishop, you got to figure out, you know, you got to make sure your top two players are getting their points. And so for Notre Dame, this is going to be a test. I mean, we've always had size as our weapon, and we still do, but this is a center unlike you will see until you get to the college level for these ladies tonight. And, you know, they call her the Shaq of Iowa girls basketball, and she is going to be a force to reckon with tonight. And not only that, they have a great guard that puts up 18 a game, too, that can, like you said, can shoot it from anywhere. So going to be a great test, going to be a matchup of two different styles, and should be a good one, Case.
You know, Notre Dame can shoot it from the outside. They can score on the inside. It's a senior, Reagan Engberg, that's been hot as of late, lighting up teams from the three-point line as hot as anybody in the state. She comes in averaging 10.5 points a game. Maddie Mazzina comes off the bench to score 5. They get 4.5 from Taryn Stevens, but we've seen her in a few of these tournament games come out early and hit some threes. I'm sure we'll see some from that from Taryn early in the game today as well. Megan Harrell, she is the Quincy University signee. She averages 14.5 games, and all sorts of subplot storylines in tonight's game, one of which, Megan Harrell, her uncle, who was her biggest fan, passed away earlier this year, and I caught Megan's mother earlier this afternoon and talking a bit about that. Wyatt Young passed away at a young age, and she's wearing Wyatt's necklace today as a little good luck. So beyond that, we all know the story about Coach Jim Myers, who passed away early in the season. The team is dedicating the season to Coach Myers. His wife, Monica Myers, out on the court right now, going to be recognized as kind of the fan of the year for the Nikes. I'll try not to. I'll try to keep my emotions in check, but it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Well, and I grew up with Wyatt Young too, so you know Wyatt and I played basketball and baseball against each other growing up. He's a was a Carthage athlete, played baseball at Western Illinois, good friend. And so yeah, there's a lot of side stories, and you're always playing for something when you get to state. But you know, seeing Jim's wife out there, and knowing, you know, that he's looking over us tonight, it's gonna be fun. And can't imagine what Coach Steve Gray's, you know, what's going through his mind right now. And you know, been a long time friend, and so a lot of people have put a lot of hard work into this, and you know, great teams up here this year. I mean, there are no upsets. Everybody's got two losses is the most losses in this tournament. So really good teams, really good coaches. Should be fun.
And we kind of jumped off the Notre Dame scoring with Harrell. Then you jump in to Gabby Deary, who averages 10 points a game at about 6 foot, 6 foot one. And then Korshkin comes off the bench to score about six. She's also about 6 foot, 6'1". We don't think, in the research we've done, that Crooks has seen 2 6-footers in her years at Algona Garrigan. Of course, Audie Crooks is the 6'3 starter and leading scorer for Algona Garrigan. So we'll hear a lot about her, but let's hope that Korshkin and Deary can slow her down. And maybe the trump card is Lauren Krieger, the sophomore, averaging 9 points a game. She shoots well from outside. She had a big game against English Valleys to knock them off as Notre Dame advanced to state. So more pregame as we get ready for the starting lineups here from the well. After this break, now pay attention. My brother, Brian Pee Wee Fleming, kind of part-time producer of the show, was able to get a hold of a friend of his, Tommy Reese, offensive coordinator at the University of Notre Dame, in memory of Jim Myers, who is also not only a Notre Dame high school fan, but a huge Notre Dame University fan. We're going to hear from Coach Reese and take a quick break. Back after this on News Radio, 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, and KBUR on the TuneIn Radio app. Back after this from Des Moines.
Hey, Monica, and all you Lady Nikes and fans. This is Tommy Reese calling, offensive coordinator for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish here in South Bend, Indiana. Ryan Fleming has told me what a passionate Irish fan your coach Jim Myers was, and that you guys have all dedicated your undefeated season to Jim and his family. So on behalf of the entire Notre Dame football Fighting Irish program, we all want to wish you the best of luck at the Iowa State Girls Basketball Tournament next week in Des Moines. Go Irish and go Knights.
And Deary says, bust the brackets, not the budget. Deary Tire Center's March Magic. Buy three tires and get the fourth tire free. Up to $200 in rebates on a set of four tires. Free multi-point inspection, safety recall check, laser alignment check, battery check, and free road hazard coverage on all tires. Deary Tire Center's March Magic. Buy three tires and get the fourth tire free. Need new brakes? We have rebates totaling $80. Our GM Signature Series oil change is under $50. And all service at Deary's includes a free premium car wash and vacuum. Deary Tire Center's March Magic. Buy three and get the fourth free. All major tire brands, all makes and models. Our state-of-the-art service facility is staffed with factory-trained automotive techs, the best in town. And all our work is guaranteed. Deary Tire Center, Deer Avenue, West Burlington, or 24/7 at DearyBrothers.com.
Life is anything but stationary. Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. When it comes to our mind, body, and spirit, we know exercise is essential to our well-being. The ability to improve heart health and boost muscle endurance for a steady stream of feel-good endorphins is a great way to fight off stress and get better rest. In this season, many are looking to bring home the gym, and at Bickle's, we offer club-quality equipment that you can use from the comfort of home on your own time. Bickle's offers spin bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, along with trainers, bench presses, and free weights, all from reliable fitness brands including True, Inspire, Life Fitness, and Horizon. Bickle certified technicians provide local free delivery, in-home service, and installation on products that last, are easy to use, and interactive with today's technology, allowing you to even stream live and on-demand classes from the convenience of home. So, go ahead and press play on your fitness goals. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Bickle Cycling and Fitness in West Burlington, Iowa.
Well, Welcome back to the well. It's the undefeated Notre Dame Nikes, 23-0 in the state quarterfinal game against Algona. Bishop Garrigan, 22-3, but they're the number two seed. You would think the undefeated team might get the higher seed, but Garrigan played some very difficult competition. Their three losses to highly ranked 3A and 4A teams, so both teams come in well tested. Algona Garrigan's been to the state championship game back-to-back years, knocked off both times by Newell Fonda that advanced earlier today here in Des Moines. Meanwhile, the Nikes come off back-to-back state volleyball championships. Now, one sport doesn't always translate to success in the other sport, but bright lights, big city, doesn't affect the Nikes.
Yeah, and they've been to the well just for a different sport. So they know what they're doing, and Notre Dame, one of only two teams in the entire 1A through 5A girls basketball that are undefeated going into the tournament. The 1A or the 5A Johnston girls team is the only other undefeated team along here with the Nikes in 1A today. So
we are ready. And as usual, the Iowa Girls State High School Athletic Union running on time to the minute. Tip off at 5 p.m. sharp. Ball's in the air. And controlled by Crooks and Garrigan. Here we go.
Hard hats on. Let's do it.
Notre Dame comes out in, oh my gosh, are they playing zone?
They are in a 2-3 zone with Gabby Deary in the middle. And right away they try going inside, and there's the athleticism by Gabby Deary to get the steal.
Steal by Deary, kicks it out to Harrell. She's going to try to take it right at Crooks, kicks it out. And now the Nikes turn it over. So a little early game nerves by both teams.
Yep, one. Two possessions, two turnovers, but I like the zone option to try to keep it away out of her Crooks' hands. And
this time they get a fed right to Crooks and an easy bucket for her.
So what you're going to see is Notre Dame, Gabby Deary, is going to try to front the post, which means she's going to try to stay in front of the 6'3 Crooks. And if they get it, it's going to cause a problem, but hopefully they can keep her from catching the ball.
Harrell had an easy time driving into the paint. Looked like she was fouled. No call. She missed the shot. Rebound Joyce, and now another feed inside, stolen away by Deary. And here come the Nikes. Engberg takes about a three, but took a little stutter step. And turnover Nikes. So your score here in the early going, Algona Garrigan, 2, Nikes nothing. Great crowd on hand by both schools. Notre Dame in their bright green shirts that have become so well known throughout Southeast Iowa was the baseline jumper by Garrigan, no good. Rebound Deary. Here comes Harrell.
Yeah, the Grizzlies are trying to figure out the way to, attack this zone early, and Notre Dame's trying to just get the nerves as we get a second travel there on Deary this time.
Deary took just a little bit of a hop step, and it's a turnover by the Nikes. 2-0. Garrigan leading here in the early going. Little token half-court pressure by the Nikes. As Garrigan gets through it without too much difficulty. Back inside to Crooks, an easy two. And, you know, we said that in the early going. Audie Crooks is going to get her points. It's how can Notre Dame slow down the rest of Algona Garrigan's scoring threats.
Yeah, and can they limit her touches? That's the thing. She shoots 50% as Harrell finally gets inside and gets a bucket for the Nikes.
So 2-4, Notre Dame trailing. 5:58 to go in the first quarter.
Backside of this press is heavily focused on Crooks to try to keep her. Great job by Gabby Deary trying to limit her touches.
Long three by Emma Grandinetti. Rebounded by Stevens. Down to Deary. Thinks about the baseline jumper. Instead kicks it back out front. Notre Dame looking to score inside. Krieger drives in. Kicks it over to Deary in the corner. She goes right at Crooks. Kicks it out to Stevens. Now Engberg, ball fake, shot, no good, partially blocked by Abby Capizius.
Notre Dame normally likes to get the ball on one side and swing it around to the other, but the size of Algona is just right now causing a little bit of an issue.
Joyce misses, rebound Capizius, shot blocked by Deary. Harrell with the rebound, and here we go. Nikes trailing 4-2, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Harrell looking to get it inside to Krieger, nothing there. Now Deary out front, takes it right at Crooks. Good defense by the All-Stater.
Notre Dame just a little bit of jitters right now. A lot more passing than normal, but
low, low, Krieger. puts it on the floor, drives, and ties things up at four.
What you're seeing, Casey, is they're trying to spread this big team out and then try to drive it in on them to try to get the easy baskets or go right at Crooks and try to get her in foul trouble.
There's a charge! It's a charge on Audie Crooks! Exactly like you said, Deary fronted her,
yep,
and sitting right behind her was Terrence Stevens. Foul number one on Garrigan's All-Stater.
Yeah, and that's huge. You know, when you get the top two players in the state, you get one of them in foul trouble. She's 23.5 points per game, and then now it's in her head. You've got 12.5 minutes left in this first half, and she's got one foul. She does not want to get a second one quickly.
Engberg drives, throws it away to Deary. So, again, a little bit of jitters by a few of the Nikes. Don't calm down. But it's interesting to see Gabby Deary playing 20 feet from the basket. We haven't seen that all year.
No. And what they're trying to do is they're almost using her as a decoy to make Crooks come out and get her away from the basket to allow driving for the other Nikes.
Here comes Garrigan. They feed it inside to Crooks. She walked.
Nope.
They didn't call. They're going to call the foul, I think, on Harrell.
Again, I absolutely agree with what Corey Stevens and this coaching staff is doing to play Gabby Deary in front of. This is one of the best volleyball players, if not the best volleyball player in the state of Iowa, so I would not want to try to throw a ball over her.
That girl just traveled also before the three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound to Harrell. Your score knotted up four apiece. 3:57 to go now. A steal by Garrigan. Wide open layup is good for Molly Joyce.
Four turnovers already quickly for the Nikes, which is uncharacteristic of them.
So even though a slow start by Notre Dame, they are right in it, 4-6. They trail by two to the heavily favored Algona Garrigan. Anna Engberg has checked in for her sister, so the sophomore has it out front, kicks it over to Harrell. Harrell takes it right at Crooks, kicks it out to Deary, who lets a three fly. Why not? Oh, just a... Here inside the line. A great jump shot, though, by Gabby Deary. If Deary's making outside jump shots, Notre Dame's going to be really tough to stop.
Well, and that's going to force Crooks to have to come out and guard her. She gets a block.
And now a substitution by Algona Garrigan. It's number 30, Ashley Hovey, checking in. And we talked about this in the regional semifinal game. We talked about gamers, right?
Yep.
Talked about Deary being a gamer as... They get it inside to, that was Abby Capizius with the ease. That was a good inbound play. Now it's 6-8, Garrigan on the lead. Another turnover by the Nikes. Man!
Yeah, that's five turnovers, and we're not, I don't know if the Nikes have shot a three yet, Casey. Normally by now, this close in, or this far into a game, they've shot in five threes.
There's an easy bucket by Crooks.
An easy bucket, but I tell you what, they had to thread the needle to get her the ball. It had to be an absolutely perfect pass. That time it was.
Nice drive by Harrell. Looked like it was going to be and one, but no luck. 10-8, Garrigan leading Notre Dame. Here's a run out by Capizius, her second bucket. 2:19 to go in the first quarter. Notre Dame down four. Mazina drives off glass. Got it. I tell you, the middle of the lane's wide open.
Wide open, and that's all because Gabby Deary not only is playing out on the perimeter, but that shot that she made is now going to force Crooks to step out, which leaves everything open in the middle. The other thing is you're not seeing Crooks going in to try to get these offensive rebounds, and that first foul that she got early I think is going to make her not want to get an offensive foul going over the back.
Three-pointer by Harrell is up and short. Rebound to Capizius, and here comes Joyce. Almost lost the handle. She'll let a three fly and rattles in and out. She shot as many and made as many three-pointers as anybody in 1A girls basketball.
I tell you what, Casey, this is an absolute track meet the first 6.5 minutes of this game.
And one would think that favor the Nikes. Once they stop turning it over and settle down, they should be in better shape. They trail 12-10 right now as Deary misses the turnaround from the free throw line. Minute and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Notre Dame down two. There's another deep feed inside to Crooks, stolen away by Harrell. Corey Stevens' defense is working like a charm so far. Mazina on the other end is fouled by Grandinetti, her first, team second.
And she'll be shooting two.
So that defense, they've threaded the needle a couple of times, but that front back double team on Crooks is effective. Already
yep.
two or three steals by the Nikes as Mazina heads to the line. She's a 69% free throw shooter. Drains the first.
And you ask any coach, they're going to throw it into her five times, and you're going to get one basket, two turnovers, and an offensive foul. If you're Notre Dame, you'll take those stats all day long.
So, Taryn Stevens checking in for the Nikes, and Abby Korskin in for Deary. So, no Twin Towers yet. Second free throw, no good. 12-11.
And Crooks is out of the game, so they are now very small versus the Nikes, which has now gone into Korskin.
And now a nice runner by Molly Joy. She's her second leading scorer. She's got four. 14-11, Garrigan leading. 45 seconds left. And now they're going to get Korskin for an illegal screen.
Yep. She was moving her feet just slightly.
So her first, team second. Again, 14-11, Garrigan leading Notre Dame. State state quarterfinals from the well in Des Moines. Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet courtside. If Coach O'Brien's listening, he'll be jealous, because last year for the West Burlington game, we were up in the crow's nest about a mile away as Stevens steals it. Joyce steals it back. Her run out is good.
Yeah, so, she's starting to heat up, especially with Crooks out of the game. I think she sees this opportunity to speed it up and take over.
16-11, Garrigan leading. Regan Engberg, who's checked back in, has it in the corner. Out front is Krieger. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Engberg's got it just inside the half-court line. Feed it inside to Korskin. Kicks it back to Stevens. Three-pointers blocked! After one quarter of play, it's Algona Garrigan 16 and Notre Dame 11. Back with more state tournament basketball after this on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Welcome back to Des Moines. Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet courtside. Notre Dame trailing by five after one quarter to Algona Garrigan. And it's been about what we expected, other than the fact nobody's shooting threes.
Yeah, Notre Dame is 0 for 1, and Algona is 0 for 3.
Deary from 18 feet, short, rebound to Grandinetti. And here comes, we think they're the Golden Bears, as they try to get it inside to Crook. She's guarded closely by Deary. Turnaround shot is good. She got a soft touch.
Yeah, good fadeaway there. And, you know, I'd like to see Gabby Deary just go ahead and drive it at her and try to see if they can get that second foul instead of shooting an 18-foot two-pointer.
Here's Crooks out front. Drives in. Oh, I'm sorry. It was Krieger guarded by Crooks. Went right by her. Foul's going to be on.
That's going to be on 23. Going to be on Tiggs.
23 is Tiggs. Meredith Tiggs first, team's third. Krieger going to shoot two. She is an 85% free throw shooter. Top five in the state.
And again, we say it every game. If you want to be the winning team at this level, you got to do what you do better than they do what they do. And right now, Notre Dame not shooting threes, not making threes. And they've got to, if they're going to get into a track meet, they got to start making those outside shots as well.
18-12 after Krieger missed the second free throw. Here's Joyce out front, almost stolen by Engberg. 7:04 to go before half. Notre Dame down 6. Out front, it's Grandinetti. Over to Tigges. Joyce in the corner. Ball fake. They've moved Crooks out to the high post, and they're just dribbling it around, and they carried it. Turnover on Algona Garrigan.
Algona with their 6th turnover already in this game. Notre Dame has 7. So, you know, you have that jitters, first game at the well. First time these Notre Dame players have been here. And so, a little bit of jitters.
Get it inside to Harrell, and she's going to be fouled by Crooks, I think.
Yep, they're looking at her. I think so. Yep, that's her 2nd. And again, nobody can put up points quicker that we've seen this year than Burlington Notre Dame. So the good news is you just put the best center in Iowa high school basketball in foul trouble with 6:43 left in the 2nd. The bad news is that this is going to speed them up. And they're leaving her in, Coach, or Casey there. They trust her.
Notre Dame trailing 18-12. And Harrell made 1 of 2. She's got 5 points. 18-13, 6:42 to go before halftime. By the way, these are the same headsets and the same broadcast equipment that Scott Mason and Brad Honig used last night in Muscatine for Burlington to knock off previously undefeated Pleasant Valley. Scott told me to get a seat warm up here in Des Moines for him. I told him just send some luck with the equipment. Let's hope that he did as Crooks get fouled.
I think that's
right
on
at the line. Taryn Stevens.
Yep.
First, team's 3rd. You know, Crooks for shooting 73% from the field, only shoots 54% from the line, and barely caught the front of the rim on that one. 18-13, Notre Dame trailing Garrigan.
Yeah, when somebody shoots 50% from the field, you know that it's going to be close as she knocks down the 2nd.
She's got 9, 19-13. Notre Dame's never led. They did tie it at 4 on a Krieger layup. Here's Krieger to Engberg. 3 in the air. Looks good. Oh, just a little bit long off the heel. Rebound Joyce. And here comes Garrigan.
No problem with that shot. Reagan's been making shots for like that all year long, and Notre Dame's going to have to step up and make a couple threes.
Joyce lets a 3 fly. No good. Rebound, Garrigan, but they missed it. Oh, a swatted shot by Deary. Denied.
Again, that's the top volleyball player in Iowa doing what she does best. That's a spike.
Taryn Stevens out front looking to get it inside to Deary on Crooks. Boy, that'd be something if Crooks would pick up her 3rd foul. Now a dribble drive by Harrell. Ball stripped out of bounds. Now how in the world is that Garrigan's ball?
Well, they're saying she simply lost control of it when she went out of bounds. Even though she ran into Crooks.
So the Nikes have Engberg, Stevens, Krieger, Deary, and Harrell, and they trail by 6, 19-13. Notre Dame in a trapping kind of 3-2 zone.
Oh.
A long 3. That was supposed to be a pass.
That was a pass that went in. Absolutely, that's a pass that went in.
So Cabezas lofts a pass up, and it goes in for a 3. 22-13, Garrigan leads.
That was a two-handed grenade toss.
Now another turnover off the Nikes. Notre Dame is, they are in a funk.
Yeah.
Started off slow and have not been able to get anything going. And Coach Corey Stevens says, let's take a break, calm things down, and we'll be back in 30 seconds with more state tournament basketball action from Des Moines with Garrigan leading Notre Dame 22-13 here on KBUR.
At Reinschmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Reinschmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Well, big thanks to our season-long sponsors of all KBUR sports, including Reinschmidt's, we just heard from. But sponsoring the Notre Dame State Tournament broadcast is Reed's Landscaping and Turf for all of your spring landscaping needs or even a swimming pool. Reed's Landscaping and Turf can help you out. We thank Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington for being a major sponsor of today's broadcast, as well as John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. John Korshkin is there. So Reeds, Deary, and Korshkin helping us out. Sponsor of the Nikes, who trail 22-13 with 5 minutes to go before half. Coach Corey Stevens wanted a timeout there. I think just to calm the girls down.
Yeah, Notre Dame already with 10 turnovers, shooting 41%. The problem is, that's not terrible. The problem is Algona shooting 48% and only has 6 turnovers. So got to try to regroup, talk about what's
travel.
Working, what's not.
Crying out loud. That girl took an extra 10 feet from us. Takes an obvious extra step, but the three-pointer's up and good. Now Notre Dame down by 12. And a steal by Crooks. Long outlet to Joyce. Layup off glass is good.
This is a team of like Notre Dame's seen, Casey, where they can not only beat you down low, but they can also get out and run. So Notre Dame has to find themselves and do it quickly, because at 14, this thing's starting to get out of hand.
Harrell almost had it stolen away by Capizius. Inside is Krieger. Goes right up. Strong. Shot too strong. And rebound Joyce. 3:58 to go before half. Garrigan 27. Notre Dame 13. Now to try to get it inside to Crooks. They do. Easy bucket for the All-Stater. 29-13.
Yeah, just, you know, again, they're just going to keep bringing it at you. And you can... You're just not going to play a perfect game. Is that foul?
Yeah, we got a foul on Grandinetti, I believe.
Yep.
So that's her second, team's fifth.
Crooks and Joyce, you know, we said they're averaging 42.5. They've already got 21. So doing what they do, and they're on pace to they're up. Well, they've already hit half that with 3.5 to go. So they're on right on pace to do what they do.
So Mazina and Korshkin check back in. Now Megan Harrell about gets a black eye. Darn right, better call foul there. Who's that one on?
That is on
Capizius. Yes, her first, team sixth. Maybe we can get into the bonus and score from the free throw line. We're not having much success scoring from anywhere else. So here's Engberg out front. Harrell.
Notre Dame just hasn't found their rhythm yet. They haven't found what's going to work for them. And maybe getting this team, Algona, into foul trouble is what they got to do.
So Korshkin put it on the deck, made a nice move. She had a mismatch. The gal guarding her about 5 inches shorter.
Yep.
So Korshkin's going to the line, makes the first. Korshkin is a 62% free throw shooter. That last foul was on Montag.
Yep. And so here's something else to think about if you're listening. Obviously, you're listening to this at home or in your car, but this arena is unlike Father Minette Gymnasium. Normally, you got about 10 feet to the wall. They've got 150 feet in both directions as another three goes in.
Three-pointer by Montag. And, you know, they did go up and practice at Carver-Hawkeye Arena on Sunday, and they practiced out at SEC, which is a bigger court, doesn't have that blank backdrop like they do here.
Not but like the well.
It's a different shooting feel, that's for sure. As Korshkin hits a turnaround from 15 feet, so Korshkin quickly scores 4 points. Notre Dame trailing 32-17. They got to get it to 10 or better by half.
Yep.
Two and a half minutes to go before half.
With 2:40 left, Algona starting to slow it down.
Get it inside of Kabizia. Scores off the window.
Yeah, easy bucket there.
34-17. 2:30 to go before half. Harrell gets to the elbow. Kicks it out to Mazina. Drives in right at Crook. Shot blocked.
Timeout.
And a timeout.
Yeah.
So with your score, Garrigan 34, Notre Dame 17. Got a quick 30-second timeout called by Garrigan, I believe. So we'll keep it right here. And Notre Dame just, they haven't hit a three, which is amazing.
Yes.
They've turned it over 12 times, which also is amazing. And I'm saying these are unforced turnovers. Now, Garrigan's maybe picked her pocket two or three times, but Notre Dame's thrown it into the fans twice. And we'll see. We'll see if they can respond. And if we can get it to make a couple buckets and get it to 10 or 11 by half, regroup, you never know what can happen because Notre Dame, as you said, can score in bunches.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Garrigan's already got seven fouls. Notre Dame's only got three. Nobody's in foul trouble. Notre Dame just has to find what is our niche tonight. What is the way we're going to be able to score points? Because right now we're seeing a lot more ball screens on the wings than we've seen in the past. We're not seeing that start on one side, swing it to the other, and let it fly. And it's just been a different type of Nike's offense than what we've seen. And give credit to Algona, because that's due to them getting out on the guards.
Now there's a steal by Deary. And here comes Harrell, guarded by Joyce. Over to Mazina. Korshkin has it on the top of the key. Harrell, three in the air. It rattles in. Man, oh, man, did we need that.
Huge. And that's, you know, again, that's the Quincy signee senior knowing, you know, she doesn't want to go home yet. So that's a huge basket, and that's just what the doctor ordered.
Crooks has it at the top of the key. Into the corner is Joyce playing catch back and forth with Ashley Hubby that just checked in. She'll let a three fly. Rattling around, no good. Rebound, Harrell. She clears it out, minute 20 to go. Notre Dame down 14. Engberg, three. Oh, just off. And, oh, a rebound by the Nikes. Engberg got her own rebound, but Crooks blocked it away. Looked like they could have called Crooks on a foul on that first rebound. They didn't. And a block on the other end on Harrell. I mean, I don't know how they didn't call a foul on Crooks down here. That was a major league collision.
Yeah, you know, Crooks with her size, she can simply just stand there and allow, you know, the players to simply, like Kingberg, just bounce off. But
so Joyce at the line, a 71% free throw shooter, makes the first. She's got nine as Grandinetti and Tigges check back in. Minute six to go before halftime. Garrigan in control, 35-20, but a little bit of light in the Nikes offense. A little spark with that Harrell three. We'll see if we can score a couple more before the break. Missed the free throw. Rebound to Tigges. Now another three by Joyce. No good. Rebound Deary. Less than a minute to go. Here comes Harrell. In the corners, Krieger lets a three fly short.
Another thing, you know, I talked about the distance between the back and the basket here in this arena. You've also got an NBA three-point line. And there's just something psychologically about knowing that you're standing on a line and trying to shoot on another line that just kind of throws these shooters off sometimes when you play in these
three
big arenas.
Stations, 3 minutes so to your next Fox News 30-30.
30 seconds left. Another three-pointer by Tigges, I think.
Yep.
Why not?
They're going to call
now a travel on Notre Dame. The wheels haven't fallen off yet, but they're rattling. Garrigan 38, Nikes 20. 20 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, I've got that as our 13th turnover so far tonight. The official stats are showing it as 11, but yeah.
So they're going to settle for one shot. 10 seconds left on the clock. Here's Grandinetti. Joyce, Tigges, Joyce on Mazina, pulls up, tried to feed it in, but the shot was blocked by Deary. At the break, it's the Golden Bears of Algona Garrigan showing why they're the number two seed in this state tournament, leading Notre Dame 38-20. Back to recap the first half after this two-minute break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online on the TuneIn Radio app with KBUR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Right now, it has been all Algona Garrigan as they lead Notre Dame 38-20 uncharacteristically, Notre Dame has only had one three-pointer this first half and 12 or 13 turnovers, which is just not what you expect to see out of the Nikes.
Yeah, Algona, we were talking about this before the game where their coach said he watched every single game that Notre Dame's played this year. And we kind of questioned that because, man, that's a lot of time. But what I will say is they've came up, they have the game plan and the talent to be able to execute it, which is they have gotten out on our shooters. They have taken away our ability to shoot the three, and then they've taken those steals and turned those into easy baskets, and then they've gotten the ball to Crooks, or at least they've tried to anyway. And, again, she's not going to get every catch, and she's not going to make every basket, but she's still got 11 points. And then your top guard, Joyce, she's still getting out and getting her four or five, you know, opportunities to do breakaways, and she's got 12. So they average 42.5 a game. They've got 23, so they're right on pace or slightly above. And Notre Dame is coming in the locker room going, what in the heck just happened? Because, you know, they had a game plan, but, you know, as Mike Tyson once said, everybody's got a game plan until they get punched in the face. So they got punched. Now we'll see if Coach Stevens and this staff can regroup them and come up with a new game plan.
It's not an insurmountable lead. It's going to be difficult. I mean, I think you got to kind of break the game down into 3 or 4 minute segments. And, you know, you trail by 18. Let's try to cut that in half by maybe somewhere in the third quarter and then try to get in the fourth quarter, get it under, you know, or maybe even by the fourth quarter. If you can get it under 10, give yourself a chance.
Yeah.
But I think Notre Dame's got to hit some three-pointers. The other thing that is there with Garrigan spreading the court as much as they are and Deary playing away from the basket, Notre Dame's had success dribble driving into the paint. They just haven't been able to do it very much because they've either turned it over or they just haven't looked for it.
It's not their style, you know, and that's just it. Algona's given Notre Dame what they think is an opportunity, and Notre Dame has kind of gone away from their game plan, which is three-point shooting and pounding the ball inside, to driving the ball because they do see that as an opportunity. But the turnovers or the missed shots or the free throws that have not gone in have created that difficulty to score. And so you got to give Algona credit. Man, are they... They're a tough team, and you can see why they're the number two team in this state tournament. So impressive so far. They're doing what they're doing. But like you said, we can score threes. We got to get Crooks in foul trouble. She got two fouls early, but she did not pick up a third. I would feel more comfortable if she had a third foul right now. But they got to attack her, and they got to throw it up, man. That's what got them here. So they got to shoot the threes and see what happens.
Again, at the half, it is Notre Dame trailing the Golden Bears of Algona Garrigan. Algona Bishop Garrigan and Burlington Notre Dame, a couple Catholic schools, going head-to-head here on Ash Wednesday at Des Moines at the Well. We'll see if Notre Dame can work some Ash Wednesday magic after this break, and we want to thank all of our major sponsors for the state tournament broadcast. Reeves Landscaping and Turf, for all of your landscaping needs, retaining walls, keeping that grass green, putting in a swimming pool. Call Kyle Reed at Reeves Landscaping and Turf. Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. And John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, John Korshkin is there. Back in 3 minutes with the second half of this state quarterfinal game from Des Moines. Again, Notre Dame trailing Garrigan 38-20. Back after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
The assaults on Ukraine now in day six. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The deadly attacks focusing on large cities as Russian forces attempt to capture the capital of Kyiv. The Pentagon says Russian President Vladimir Putin's goal is to overthrow the government.
British intelligence says five Ukrainian cities are now surrounded. Russian forces claim today they captured a strategic port city on the Black Sea north of Crimea. U.S. officials dispute that claim, saying the city remains contested. Russian and Ukrainian forces also battling for Kharkiv, the country's second largest city in the northeast, a target for some of the 450 missiles Russian forces have fired into the country since the start of the war. Ukraine's top diplomat saying today he's urging the West to send more weapons, and not just those javelins and stingers. He wants bombs for his Air Force jets, quote, now. A sign those jets don't have enough bombs to bomb those big Russian convoys.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv. Meanwhile, the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in The Hague has opened an investigation into possible war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine. In Superior, Wisconsin this afternoon, President Biden again said the U.S. supports Ukraine.
We sent an unmistakable signal to Ukraine and to the world that we, the United States of America, stand with the Ukrainian people. We stand with them.
And the president said when the history of this era is written, Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger. The White House COVID response team out with a plan it says will allow Americans to return to normal activities.
We are moving forward safely, getting back to our more normal routines. And under the latest CDC recommendations, most Americans in most of the country can now be mask-free.
Coordinators of science, one highlight of the plan would provide free antiviral pills at pharmacies for people who test positive for COVID. America is listening to Fox News.
With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us. These heroes who have risked their lives for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance.
Welcome back to the Well, Des Moines, Iowa State Tournament action. Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet courtside with Algona Garrigan leading Notre Dame right now 38-20. They had a wing-eating contest. Of all things, they pick a wing-eating contest between the two Catholic schools on Ash Wednesday when you're not supposed to eat meat. Fortunately, each school had a couple kids that aren't Catholic, and I don't know if Tyler Burch won or not, but my money was on Tyler. Looked like our kids were cheering quite a bit, so hats off to Tyler. But we're going to need all our fans at home to – I'm going to channel my inner Jim Zobel. Hug and kiss those radios. We need all the help we can. Including Grandpa
and
Doyle
Bob
Hoyer,
insurance.
Who I know is listening back at home. Doyle Hoyer, the grandfather of Gabby Deary, and all those Deary kids are here in the back.
Speaking of in the house, we got Coach Bluter in the house over there behind the Notre Dame bench.
Yes, we do. Coach Bluter and Jensen. That's I'm glad they're sitting behind our bench.
Yeah.
They might be watching the Crooks girl. She's the one that's got the offer from Iowa, but yeah, Coach Bluter and I think it's Jan Jensen, maybe that's the assistant. I know Jan Jensen; she was one of the all-time state leading scorers, and back in the day, she played in high school. She was quite the player. But right now, Notre Dame could maybe we can suit Jan Jensen.
Yeah,
we need all the help we can get. But you know, 18-point deficit, it's going to be tough. But you know, it's not, you know, it's not insurmountable. I mean, if Notre Dame could come out and hit, let's just say they come out and hit two or three threes right out of the gate. You just never know, as they got some sort of video going right now, the Nikes. They're pretty cool. I don't know exactly what it is. Oh, now they got one from Garrigan, too.
You know,
but, Notre Dame trails 38-20. Maybe they'll be a little looser. They don't have anything to lose now. It's either come back or go home.
Yeah, and looking at the stat sheet here, the big stat that jumps out to me is points off of turnovers. Garrigan, 18 points off of the Notre Dame, 12 turnovers. They got 18 points off those turnovers. Garrigan's only got 7 turnovers, and Notre Dame's only got 5 points out of it. So you got a 13-point difference in an 18-point game. That's a huge stat, and it just shows that Notre Dame's not shooting the ball well. Garrigan's shooting 55% from the field. The Notre Dame's 36, which is below their average. You know, we've talked about Crooks and Joyce all game long. They average 42.5 as a team or as a pair. They've got 23 already. So Notre Dame's got to take good shots. They got to take care of the ball. They got to start making some shots.
And speaking of shots, that's the statistic that stood out most to me. Garrigan took 10 more shots. Oh, was that Rowan on
That was Rowan on the flex cam.
Oh, my daughter just made the big screen here at the well, which is maybe the highlight for me personally so far today. Right now, going back to the stats, you know, Garrigan just took 10 more shots.
Yeah.
And it's not like Notre Dame to get outshot. I mean,
yep,
they might not have the shooting percentage or make as many threes, but they usually take a lot more shots than whoever they're playing. So, I don't know. We'll see if I'm not saying just go down there and jack up threes, but we might have to go down there and jack up some threes.
And those 10 extra shots came because they got us on the offensive boards. They out-rebounded us at the offensive end by 4, and then the turnovers. So there's plus 4 on the offensive rebounds, plus 5 on the turnovers. There's 9 extra possessions right there, and they got 10 more shots. So, yeah, that's your ball game right there, Casey. And for Notre Dame to only have 20 points at the half, you know, it's an alarming stat. But, again, we've said it all year, gamers. Notre Dame's got gamers.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. I see big smiles on Reagan Engberg's face, on Lolo Krieger's face, on Taryn Stevens' face. These girls, maybe they're going to be a little looser this half and play a little more Notre Dame basketball. We will see as Garrigan starts off moving from our right to left. Underway here in the third quarter, leading Notre Dame by 18. Out front is Crooks. Turnaround shot from 15 feet, no good. Rebound! Stevens had it, stolen away though by Capizius. Double dribble or travel. The old Texas two-step. Speaking of that, our buddies Tobias Lunsford and Josh Reger on the floor for the first game, or the game before this, officiating. So a couple Southeast Iowa guys. And
yeah,
I don't know the third guy there. Crew, but they did a good job there in that quarterfinal game as Deary has it out front, trying to get the Nikes back into it. Stevens inside to Harrell, too much. Another one of those unforced errors by the Nikes.
Yeah, you know, and that has been the problem all night long. This Notre Dame just, it's not been what they've done all year, and bad angle, bad tough pass, and going the other way.
38-20, nobody scored yet here in the third quarter. 1 minute in. Capizius out front, thinks about a three, gets it inside, dumps it down to Crooks, and stolen away by the Nikes. Here comes Krieger. Over to Stevens. Harrell in the corner. Engberg lets a three fly. Oh, man, just a little bit short. Rebound Crooks.
Needed that one. That would have kind of gotten them back into, okay, let's go mode, but...
Instead, it's Joyce with the long hurry-up three out of bounds off of Garrigan. It'll be Notre Dame's ball. We got listeners even up here in Des Moines. Dr. Dan Bartlett getting texts from him. And I know that we got Dave Reif, and I mentioned Doyle Hoyer and my wife somewhere in eastern Iowa. We got listeners all over the place. Got to hug and kiss those radios as Krieger gets through the Garrigan defense for an easy layup. That shot's there if we can get there.
Yep. Yeah, the great look. Again, they are going to allow us to drive it. They know that we can, if they just allow us to shoot all night, we're going to put up a lot of points quickly. So they're giving us the drive. They're just not giving us the three.
So shot up by Garrigan, no good. Jump ball on the rebound.
Wow, that was a long time to get the jump ball. They were fighting for it for 3 seconds.
Go Megan!
And obviously with a state game, you're going to get good officials. But it's also been 2 quarters where I did not really question the officiating here tonight. So maybe that's where I need to step up my game a little bit just to get us back to normal.
Feed inside to Harrell, knocked out of bounds by Capizius.
Got a text from former Nikes boys basketball coach Ryan Rump, who's also coached the team here at the well, said good luck.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, 38-22, Garrigan leading. Deary, 16-footer, good.
Gamer.
She's got 4, Notre Dame down 14. Can the Nikes mount a comeback? Here's Crooks out front. Drives right into Stevens. Runs her over. No call. And Crooks scores her 13th point of the game. 12th and 13th point as Harrell drives it down. Kicks it over to Stevens. Thought about the three. Now Krieger to Deary in the corner. Drives in. Kicks it. Harrell drives in the paint. Left-handed shot. No good, but a foul.
You know, Crooks at the other end, the shot that she made, she had to catch it at 15 feet and then drive in. I like that. You know, she knows that she's not going to be able to get the ball on the block the way Gabby Deary is fronting her in the post. So they're forcing her out. See if that can turn to a charge later.
Harrell misses the first free throw.
She's missed a couple tonight. Nikes, when you're down 16 with 13 and a half minutes left in the game, free throws are going to be at a premium.
Second one is good. Harrell leads the Nikes in scoring with nine.
Oh. So Nikes make the free throw, and Gabby Deary tried taking it out for him. And, oops, my bad.
Hey, we got to take everything.
Hey, yeah.
Try anything we can. So 40-25, Notre Dame trying to get back into this one. Down 15. Now there's Senator Tim Goodwin made his way in the gym. Maybe he can provide some Nike luck. Former Danville and BHS standout. Of course, the Greyhounds off to the boys' state tournament as Krieger almost stole it away from Crooks. Now a three-pointer in and out. And a rebound. Back-to-back rebounds by...
And then they're going to call that.
Garrigan, then Crooks gets it. Scores an easy one on the putback. And who'd they call the foul on?
They called it on Harrell, I believe. And I completely disagree. You know, with the physicality that we've seen at the other end, that ain't a foul. Not against a player to the likes of Crooks. But
so the free throw, no good.
As Pee Wee Fleming and I always like to say, ball don't lie.
And there's Grandinetti swatting it away from Harrell, who's right in front of us. We're courtside here at the Well. Casey Fleming, Cody Van Fleet. Notre Dame trailing 42-25 to second seed Algona Garrigan. Notre Dame looking to mount a comeback as Deary's turnaround jumper no good. Rebound. Capizius, they're going to call that? Yeah, I don't know.
I have a feeling that there may have been a discussion about the lack of fouls in the first half for Notre Dame, because obviously Bishop had, I think, 7 to 3, so I don't know. They're gonna call a few more. We've had almost as many fouls now as we had the whole first half and the first three and a half. But give Notre Dame credit. They're playing with a little bit more of a sense of urgency, too. So you're going to see more fouls. You are going to have that happen.
Korshkin's got two fouls. Harrell's got three. As Joyce resets the Garrigan offense, guarded by Engberg. Looks like Notre Dame's gone to a man, which they've been playing zone all night. Try to feed it inside to Crooks. Almost stolen away. It is stolen away. Mike Korshkin, Crooks goes down. Notre Dame has the numbers. Here's Engberg to Korshkin. Drives and goes hard to the basket. Got it! And one.
Yep, and one. She's going to go to the line. Crooks lost the ball down at that end. Goes down, created a 5-on-4 situation. They get it to Korshkin in the wing, and she went right to the basket. Gets the hoop and the harm and a chance for a three-point play.
The hoop and the harm. Who'd they call the foul on?
I believe...
11-21-22. They called it on Hovey.
Yep.
So now your score, 42-28. Notre Dame down 14. 3:53 to go in the third quarter. Deary almost steals it away from Crooks again. Crooks misses a shot. Oh, man, they get her on the putback. I don't know.
Great job there by Gabby Deary just fighting for it, but she's working so hard to get the block. She's working so hard to stop the lob and go over that it gives her the opportunity to get the offensive rebounds. But
free throw's no good, rebound to Deary, but, I mean, Crooks is a sizable human being, and she just seems to bang into a lot of people, and we're not getting many of those calls. Deary from the top of the key. He rattles around, no good. Rebound. Korshkin. Again. Now this is unbelievable.
Absolutely hammered.
Absolutely foul the heck out of her, and then Korshkin swats at it, gets all ball, and they call it on Korshkin, her third.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 16-point game, fellas, so absolutely terrible call or lack of call. They know it.
3:23 to go. Notre Dame trailing 44-28 to Bishop Garrigan. There's the lob inside to Crooks. Easy bunny.
And they are threading the needle. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Again, that time it's worked.
Krieger feeds Korshkin for two.
You know, and Korshkin's getting about as much contact as we're seeing at the other end. And since these refs are about 5 feet from us as they run by, I'm trying to say that a little loud, so I apologize at home if it's a little too loud. But
long three by Joyce. Right when it looks like we're going to mount a little comeback, Garrigan responds in kind, 49-30. Garrigan leads Notre Dame. Back in a minute on KBUR.
This year has changed the way we all live our lives. But one thing that will not change are the great relationships with your hometown bank. I'm Connor Holzen, your real estate loan officer with Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, you can count on us to assist you with all your home buying needs. At the Danville State Savings Bank, when you're ready, so are we. Just give me a call. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
2:51 to go in the third quarter. Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet from the well. Notre Dame trails Algona Garrigan 49-30. Nikes just have not been able to get things going offensively as Harrell gets it over to Anna Engberg that has checked in. Her shot is short. Now they're going to get a foul on 22, finally.
They're listening to us.
Well, there's been a lot of contact under the basket. Not many fouls called on Garrigan.
Yeah, you know, Notre Dame outscored in this quarter already 11-10, but they are starting to turn the ball over. The margin has gotten a little better.
Huh? Now Harrell has stolen away. And here comes Joyce, lets a three fly, air ball. So it'll be Notre Dame's ball.
Yeah.
Quick. And again, Nike's trailing Algona Garrigan 49-30. 2:23 to go. Not insurmountable yet, but it's getting close.
No, you know, Nike's outscored in the first quarter 16-11. The second quarter was the real issue. They outscored us 22-9. So we've been outscored the first two quarters and currently being outscored in this one. You gotta start beating them at some point.
Krieger's three, no good. Rebound, Deary. Korshkin takes it up strong and is fouled. So Abby Korshkin playing hard here in the second half.
And I tell you, if I'm Coach Stevens, Casey, maybe that's something we got to look at, because obviously Crooks is an unbelievable center, but Notre Dame playing both of their six-footers, Bishop doesn't have that Batman and Robin in the post. And so it's creating foul problems for them. And Crooks can't guard them both, and they're not going to go zone because Notre Dame's got too much firepower at the three.
Korshkin makes both free throws, 2, 4, 6, 8. She's got 11 by my count.
Yep. And she's also got three fouls there, Casey, so that's something we got to take a look at, and so does Harl's in foul trouble as well.
Gets it inside to Crooks. Deary blocks the shot, picks up foul number two.
Gabby Deary is not afraid of going up against her.
Toe-to-toe.
And like we've said all year, gamers.
I must say this. As obviously, Crook's not a good free throw shooter, shooting 73% from the field, only 54% from the line. Now, Gabby might be giving up an inch or two on Crooks, but she's given up 50 to 60 pounds, I'd say.
Yeah.
And that just makes...
Conservative.
Oh, that makes a big difference.
Yep.
So there's Crooks down low,
now,
another easy bucket.
That's the first time we've seen Crooks move. She doesn't like to move laterally or up and down, which if I'm a college coach watching her, you know, Coach Bluter here in the house, I'd be worried about her inability to move side to side. She likes to stand and just use that size. As Notre Dame gets a basket there, who was that?
Maddie Mazzina.
There we go, Maddie.
51-34, minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Notre Dame trailing. Second seed, Algona Bishop Garrigan, the Golden Bears. Joyce's jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound Engberg. She thought she was fouled. No call. Here comes Krieger. Drives right to the paint like she's done a bunch of times today. Misses it.
Oh, that's travel.
And Korshkin battling for the ball. They're going to call a jump, and I think it's Garrigan's ball.
Yeah, I thought that was a travel. She caught it on her. She was facing forward. She completely rolled over to her back, but no call. And gets Gabby Deary and Messina get a break. So
56 seconds left in the third quarter. Garrigan 51, Nikes 34. Notre Dame going with 90-foot pressure here. Regan Engberg on Joyce, picked up by Harrell. She drives in, feeds Joyce, and just like that, an easy bucket.
Yeah.
21.
Korshkin defensively is going to be a little different matchup than what Deary is.
Regan Engberg, NBA three, no good. Rebound comes down to Hovey.
Oh,
now a jump ball that'll favor the Nikes. You're right, that pro three-point line. Notre Dame's offense, now a little bit of it is Garrigan's defense. They are extended way out further than they normally are.
Any of you that have ever coached Y League or middle school basketball, when you come in and you see that three-point line, it always drives you nuts because your middle school kids want to shoot threes. It's the same thing in college. First thing college guys want to do is they want to shoot that NBA three. I cannot tell you how difficult that is.
So inbounds are the Nikes. Here's Engberg trying to get it inside to her sister. She does. Harrell on the dribble drive off the pass. Takes it right at Crooks. Got a foul.
Yep. That's three.
So foul number three on the All-Stater, Audie Crooks. And fourth. Wait a minute. Fifth this half.
You know, and it's one of the reasons why the NCAA got rid of the men's and women's different three-point lines a couple years ago and said, we're just going to go with one line that's a foot farther than the high school line. Which we don't have that college line here. We just have an NBA, obviously with the G League team that plays here, and then your high school line.
Harrell made the first free throw. Second one, no good. Rebound to Hovey. 18 seconds left in the third quarter. Notre Dame down 53-35. Great defense by Krieger as they get it inside to Crooks and another bunny from 2 feet away. Man, oh man, 5, 4, 3, 2. Yeah, Notre Dame couldn't get a shot off. Nikes trail going into the fourth quarter by 20. Miracles can happen. We need one now. Back after this on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Welcome back to the well. Quarter number four as the season winds down for one of these two teams. Will it be the Nikes or will it be the Golden Bears? Well, right now it looks like it's going to be the Nikes. You trail 55-35 as the fourth quarter starts. Nikes had it tied up at four in the early going, and Algona Garrigan has just slowly but surely continued to work into what is now a 20-point lead And, you know, I think it's been a combination of the corkscrew inside for Garrigan. But I think the biggest difference, their defense has really extended Notre Dame today. Made
Absolutely.
It tough to get their three-pointers off.
Yep. Nikes just have not made the threes. And there's another three there for Bishop.
Molly Joyce made another one. Now a steal by Joyce.
Turnover Nikes.
Long outlet pass to Grandinetti. Layup no good, but a foul on Krieger.
That was a touch foul. I don't know if that foul affected the shot.
No.
But.
No. So Grandinetti goes to the line. She's a 58% free throw shooter. I mean.
Let's see if.
Missed it. Terrence Steve is going to check in for the Nikes, replacing Gabby Deary.
Turnovers so far, 15 turnovers for the Nikes, 11 for Garrigan. Nikes shooting 37.5%, Garrigan shooting 54.3%. Nikes 11% from the three-point line tonight. That's your stat.
Harrell, long three just off the heel of the iron. Rebound Garrigan, outlet to Joyce. Run out is swatted out of play by Megan Harrell.
And you know, Notre Dame's only played 8 kids tonight, which normally by now, 12, 13 kids have gotten into the game. Everybody's played a little bit. It's just been a track meet of athletes. You know, obviously when you get to these games at this level, you're not going to play everybody. But
now the biggest disappointment is that we haven't seen a Steve Gray karate kick
No
yet.
Karate kicks, which, yeah. Yep.
And another feed inside to Crooks. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Put it up. And one. Why not?
And you see why she averages 23.5 a game, because every shot that she takes is within 2 feet of the basket. You know, we talked about it at the timeout. You know, if she's going to take her game to the next level, she's not going to be able to just make every basket point blank. And she's a confident center.
She's, yeah, she is. Harrell takes it right at Crooks. Jump shot, short, rebound. Korskin had it for a minute. Out of bounds off of Capizius. Again, Notre Dame trailing 62-35 here early in the fourth quarter from Des Moines State quarterfinal action. Let's see, we had, I had some of the scores from earlier today as Engberg tries to foul Joyce. They don't call it. Run out. Good. It is the Joyce and Crooks show. And Garrigan now leads by 29.
Yeah. I mean, Crooks with 28. She heated up in a hurry. And Crooks with 15. And then, gosh, Capisius got 12, the sophomore. So, I mean, that's the other thing. You want to talk about a team to deal with next year, their top three scorers, none of them are seniors. I mean, these kids are all coming back. They got to be the favorite next year.
Taryn Stevens out front over to Harrell. Reagan Engberg, Taryn Stevens. They feed Korskin. Nice little reverse pivot on Crooks. Shot short, rebound Garrigan. Foul on Engberg. You know, Reagan Engberg, who scored 28 against Minneapolis just short weeks ago in that Southeast Iowa Super Conference shootout, has been held scoreless today. Which that's not on Reagan. That's on their defense. They've really extended it and made it difficult for Reagan to get those three-pointers off.
Yeah, and those of you that have watched Notre Dame play in person, you know that what they do is they push the ball up the floor on one side, and then they reverse the ball around to the opposite side, and it's usually got a wide open three where there's nobody within 10 feet. This team that they've gone up against defensively has taken that absolutely completely away from them, and it just hasn't been there all night.
Hey, a three-pointer by Lauren Krieger.
As I say that, Krieger makes a three, but that one they had to go inside and then kick it outside.
64-38. Now Joyce throws some sort of wild pass to Crooks, and she dumps in another three-footer.
Yeah, you know, without Gabby Deary out there on the floor, Crooks is now just having her way, and she's got 30.
Now A little miscommunication between Stevens and Krieger. Turnover. Nikes run out. And Molly Joyce, why not? 68-38. 30-point game. Garrigan in the lead.
Coach Stevens is kind of just leaning back in his chair and saying, oh, boy, we're in trouble.
Taryn Stevens, nice runner, no good. She gets absolutely, I mean, just pounded under there. She's injured almost, and she's laughing. I don't know what more you need to do. But no call. They run it out on the other end, and a foul on the Nikes.
Yeah, just not going to be the Nikes afternoon, I guess. Not quite evening yet, but. Well, 5 minutes left.
The free throw by Graham Donetti, no good.
Neither team has shot the ball well from the free throw line, but, you know, obviously they don't have to when they've got
a
6'3 center that can put up 30 points point blank.
Second free throw by Graham Donetti is good. Newell Fonda won this morning down in North Mahaska, 77-44. They're the top seed in the 1A tournament. They're the team that one of the three teams that actually beat Garrigan this year, and they have beat them twice in the state championship game the last 2 years. There's another long feed down to Crooks.
She does have good hands. Yeah, I will give her that. She doesn't have hardly any lateral quickness, and she takes some plays off and just kind of stands in areas. But I tell you what, if she catches the ball underneath the basket, she is going to be a problem.
So Abby Korshkin's showing some toughness there. She got tied up with Capizius on that rebound. It'll be Notre Dame's ball. But, again, Newell Fonda won this morning. MMCRU down Exira EHK in the game before this one, 50-39. That was MMCRU's first win in like 30 years up here.
Yep.
As Korshkin, or no, Deary, who just checked in, got the inbounds pass, missed the 8-footer, rebound to Garrigan. 4:22 to go in this one, Garrigan. Leading Notre Dame 71-38 as Harrell rebounds the Joyce miss. And here come the Nikes.
Yeah,
Deary can't handle a long outlet pass. Turnover, Notre Dame.
Just and then the off next, all day.
The next game after this will be Springville and North Lynn. Of course, Springville had been the thorn in the Nikes' side to get to state the last couple years. And then we had the chance to beat Springville up at the state volleyball tournament. No chance to play them, though, in basketball as Joyce just blew by the Nikes for another layup, and this is all Garrigan today. Deary, three-pointer. That's the second one where she's had a toe on the line.
She likes standing right on that line, but, again, Crooks isn't going to go out and guard her. She's just going to stand down there on the block, so if they're going to give it to her, you might as well take it.
Now they call Joyce on the carry with Garrigan leading Notre Dame 73-40. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And checking in for Garrigan is 34, who I don't have. I got a 35, Kaylin Capizius. I don't have a 34. But maybe we'll get him on a technicality and they'll have to forfeit.
Yeah.
That's about our only chance right now as Deary turns it over. Joyce on the run out. Layup is good.
I'll tell you what, one thing about Joyce that I've noticed, she can outrun you dribbling the ball even against the quick Nike. When she gets out in the open court, she is almost impossible to catch. She is fast.
Jump shot, Korshkin, no good. Rebound, Hovey. Here comes Joyce walking it up the court this time for Garrigan, who will advance to play the winner of that Springville-North Lynn game. That game will be Friday at 3. Miss by Garrigan. Rebound, Korshkin. Here comes Mazina. Stolen away by Joyce. This is starting to sound like a broken record. Run out, layup, good.
Yeah, they're running it up on us now, Casey. They've got, you know, they've still got Joyce out there, which we've still got four of our five starters on the floor. But...
So Engberg to Mazina, kicks back out to Regan Engberg, and that 16-footer no good. Harrell fighting for the rebound, tips it over to Korshkin, battling underneath. Tell you one thing we can take away from today's game as it was tipped out of bounds. Or they actually called a foul. What do you know? But one thing we can take away is, you know, Notre Dame's got some youth as well. Deary and Korshkin, the 2 6-footers.
Yep.
Both juniors, and Abby's really played hard this second half.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, obviously the future is bright for the Nikes, and, you know, this last 2 minutes, it's going to be an emotional ride, not just for the Nikes, but, you know, Coach Stevens and Coach Steve Gray, who was given a really hard task to take over for their mentor and their friend. And, you know, these Nike girls gave it everything that they've had this season, an unbelievable job. As we see Harold go out of the game, she's really been a really good representation of what Burlington Notre Dame is all about.
So Ava Parkins checks in, as well as Amelia Morgan. Amelia Morgan, of course, the cousin of former All-Stater Taylor Hickey, that was part of that 2014 Notre Dame State Championship team. Mazina, nice steal. Into the corner is Anna Engberg. She does a little jab step, was open for a second. Got it over to Morgan, tried to get into Korshkin. Korshkin's tied up, jump ball.
And the possession clock's Garrigan. Still running for some. Oh,
now
yeah,
running
we
clock.
Got running clock.
77-40, Garrigan with less than a minute to go. They'll advance to play the winner of that Springville-North Lynn game. And I would argue the score is not as indicative of how close these two teams are.
No.
Garrigan was the better team today, and I think they won it with defense, but I don't think they're 37 points better than us night in, night out by any stretch of the imagination. And there's an interior shot, rebound miss by Garrigan's Ella Muller. In the corner, Nike's Korshkin gets another bucket, and that will do it. Final score from the well. Algona Garrigan advances to the semifinals, downing Burlington Notre Dame 77-42. We'll be back to wrap this one up from Des Moines after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Deary says, bust the brackets, not the budget. Deary Tire Center's March Magic. Buy three tires and get the fourth tire free. Up to $200 in rebates on a set of four tires. Free multi-point inspection, safety recall check, laser alignment check, battery check, and free road hazard coverage on all tires. Deary Tire Center's March Magic. Buy three tires and get the fourth tire free. Need new brakes? We have rebates totaling $80. Our GM Signature Series oil change is under $50. And all service at Deary's includes a free premium car wash and vacuum. Deary Tire Center's March Magic. Buy three and get the fourth free. All major tire brands, all makes and models. Our state-of-the-art service facility is staffed with factory-trained automotive techs, the best in town. And all our work is guaranteed. Deary Tire Center, Deer Avenue, West Burlington, or 24-7 at DearyBrothers.com.
Life is anything but stationary. Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. When it comes to our mind, body, and spirit, we know exercise is essential to our well-being.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Casey Fleming.
Oh, you didn't get the big voice guy intro there this time, Coach, but Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet courtside here watching the Nikes fall to a very good Algona Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears team, 77-42, the first loss of the season for the Nikes that wrap up their campaign with a record of 23-1. Garrigan improves to 23-3. They'll play the winner Friday at 3 of the next game, which is North Lynn and Springville. So, it was two teams that we said statistically were the exact same coming in. The big difference was the 6'3 All-State Division I recruit, Audie Crooks. Early on, we defended her well.
Yep.
But eventually, she became the force in the middle we couldn't stop. And their defense never let Notre Dame get in their offensive groove.
Yeah, you know, Crooks and Joyce averaged 42.5 points a game. Tonight, they combined for 57 points. So, you know, and then to capitalize on that defensively, Notre Dame had 22 turnovers to Bishop's only 14. Notre Dame shooting 34% to Bishop's 55. All those things together adds to a really tough, big loss for Notre Dame. But, you know, hats off to them. They had an absolutely outstanding season, and they just ran in. They ran into a center that we're going to be watching on TV playing basketball probably for the next 5 years. And, you know, she was just too much to handle tonight for the Nikes.
Yeah, Notre Dame, obviously, you mentioned it at the end of the game there. A tumultuous season with the death of Coach Jim Myers after the first, I think it was the first game, actually, after the Waco game. And Coach Corey Stevens stepped in as the interim head coach. So a lot of emotion. Megan Harrell, we talked about that, lost her uncle earlier this year. Wyatt Young to an unfortunate death. And, you know, the Nikes played on through the turmoil, through the tragedy, through the difficulty, and really had a tremendous season. They got nothing to bow their heads about as they got up here to the state tournament. You know, and I did hear them say that time and time again for Coach Jim Myers. They wanted to get to state.
Yep.
I'm not being negative here at all, but I never heard him say they wanted to win state.
Yeah.
They wanted to get to state. And
yeah.
And I'm not going to say that they couldn't have won state, but I will say that they probably were a little bit outmatched today. I don't think that team was 35 points better than we were, 77-42. But a season that Notre Dame will look back on with fond memories throughout the tragedy, throughout the challenges. They go throughout the season undefeated, get to the quarterfinals, and just run into a buzzsaw of Algona Garrigan that will advance. And I would be shocked if they win the whole thing. Notre Dame was led by Abby Korshkin, 13 points for the junior, 10 points for Harrell, 8 points for Lolo Krieger, 6 for Gabby Deary, and 5 for Maddie Mazzina. And a shocker, no points for Reagan Engberg, who they were all over her. They wouldn't even let her get a shot off.
Nope. No, they did an absolutely outstanding job of what Hall of Fame coach, my old boss Joe Bryan, used to say, getting them off the fence. You know, they did a great job of closing out on shooters, getting a hand up. Notre Dame, 2-for-11 from threes. And we've talked about it all year. What's gonna trip Notre Dame up if they get tripped up? You know, we said it was their inability to just make shots because we've never seen a team defend them like this before. But we always thought that when Notre Dame gets beat, it's going to be because they beat themselves and their inability to make shots. I don't think Notre Dame beat themselves tonight. I think this Bishop team just flat guarded them. And, you know, again, 57 points off of your point guard and your center. You got the best point guard on the floor. You got the best center on the floor. You're going to be tough out, especially in 1A Iowa high school basketball. So, you know, hats off to them. Really good team, well coached. They got an 8-year-old or 9-year-old that look like on their bench over there, a young little man that's wearing the shirt and tie.
So,
as a former coach myself, I love it. But the future is bright for Notre Dame, and what a time to be a basketball fan in Southeast Iowa. You got Danville boys going to state, Burlington High School boys beating PV last night. They're going to state. Southeastern Community College ranked 13th in the final poll and finishing second in their conference. They got a chance to go to the national tournament. Hopefully we'll find out Sunday. And then Notre Dame girls, you know, undefeated going into the last game. So,
well, and beyond that, it's been a heck of a year to be a Nike. You got last spring, we started things off with West Burlington Notre Dame soccer winning the boys state championship. Then you go into fall, and you got the Notre Dame girls back-to-back state volleyball champions. And then right here in this building just about a week or two ago, it's the West Burlington Notre Dame wrestlers coming home with a state championship in dramatic fashion with that last fall that got them at a half point to win that championship.
In Fort Madison boys basketball, ranked number one this year. Coach Wilson doing an outstanding job down there with them, so don't want to leave them out. There is a there is a basketball resurgence happening right now in southeastern Iowa, and boy, am I happy to see it.
Yeah, and again, congratulations to Algona Bishop Garrigan. They advance by downing Notre Dame 77-42. And, Coach, any final thoughts?
You know, just, again, you know, just thinking about Coach Myers and what he did, just, you know, you hate to see it end up on a loss, but those kids played to the final buzzer just like their backs so those shirts have set all year. And hearts go out to them. Great season. Proud of them. And, you know, future's bright. Got a lot of great kids that do it the right way, coaches that teach it the right way, and couldn't be more proud of them.
So we say goodbye to seniors Reagan Engberg, Megan Harrell, Amelia Morgan. But, boy, the Nikes bring back a lot of firepower, so we'll look forward to another exciting year of basketball next year. Hopefully we'll be able to get back here up here to Des Moines. It's always fun being a part of the state tournament. But, boy, you lose Reagan Engberg off to play college softball up at St. Ambrose. You lose Megan Harrell, who's off to play college basketball at Quincy University. So two of the three seniors going on to play collegiate athletics, which is not an easy task, even, you know, at the D3 level. So hats off to those gals. And you bring back a couple great sophomores in Taryn Stevens and Lauren Krieger, the twin towers of Deary and Korshkin, and, of course, a lot of other youngsters coming up through the ranks for the Nikes. So hats off to the coaching staff that stepped in the absence of Jim Myers after his unfortunate and untimely death this past fall. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the Myers family. And it's just been a tremendous run for the Nikes, a year that those girls will remember forever. For Chris, back at the River Park Place Studios, making us sound professional on the production. Thank you, Chris. For Cody Van Fleet, I am Casey Fleming. This has been State High School Girls Basketball on KBUR. Again, Algona Garrigan. The Golden Bears advance, downing our Notre Dame Nikes in convincing fashion, 77-42. This has been State High School Basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Thank you to our major sponsors, Reed's Landscaping and Turf. Reed's Landscaping and Turf, all of your landscaping and swimming pool needs. Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington, always proud supporters of Notre Dame Athletics. And John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, John Korshkin and his team is there. This has been Notre Dame Basketball on KBUR. Good night from Des Moines.
Notre Dame Girls State Tournament Basketball has been brought to you by Deary Brothers Automotive in West Burlington and Brad Deary Honda, John Korshkin State Farm, and Reed's Landscaping and Turf. Also brought to you by Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Bob Dodd's Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, Standard of Beaverdale, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank. On News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.